Okay. I guess this is working.
I was literally here.
All right, so what we were,
nobody was here, right?
What we were doing was we were doing a stira in the Rambam, what seems like a stira in the Rambam. Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. This comes out of the sugya, really. It comes out of the sugya, out of the Tosos on the sugya of Boshes Mishpacha. So the Rambam in Chovel Umazik, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Chovel Umazik Gimel Beis says, Gimel. Hamavayesh es hayashen chayev beboshes. Ve'im meis betoch shenaso v'lo hikitz v'lo hirgish b'zeh shebishu ein govin boshes zeh min hamavayesh. Ve'im tifshu hayarshin ein motziyam yadam. So he says, if you're mavayesh, the guy who's asleep, he says, you're chayev and boshes. Ve'im meis betoch shenaso v'lo hikitz. So if he dies while he's asleep and he never regained consciousness, he never was, and so therefore v'lo hirgish bazeh shebishu, right? He never had any recognition of what happened to him. There was no kisufa. Ein govin boshes zeh min hamavayesh. You don't take that boshes. You don't take from the mavayesh. He doesn't say that there's no boshes. It's interesting. He says, Ein govin boshes zeh min hamavayesh. So obviously he holds what? What do you have? What do you have? Ein govin boshes zeh. What is he talking about? No zilusa, right. So Ein govin boshes zeh min hamavayesh. So you don't take, there's a zilusa. But you don't take that zilusa. You don't take that hefsed. Because he wasn't hirgish. V'im tafshu hayarshin ein motziyam yadam. But it's a suffix. So if the yarshim come and take it anyway, so you don't take it back from them. So it's a suffix, right? Apparently the Rambam holds that boshes mishpacha is a suffix. Because here there is the yarshim are coming to take it because there's boshes mishpacha, right? So they come and take it because they feel like even though there's no kisufa didei, there's kisufas mishpacha. So because there's kisufas mishpacha, but it's a suffix according to the Rambam, right? So the yarshim come and take it on the assumption that they have a right to it because of boshes mishpacha. If you hold that kisufa didei is required, right, they wouldn't have any right to it. But it's a suffix. So if there's mishpacha that's embarrassed, they come and take it. So the Rambam holds, you don't take it back. So here you have no kisufa, but you have zilusa. That Rambam clearly holds that this is boshes mishpacha is a suffix, whether that rescues the kisufa, right? So then the Rambam says, Misha hayo ava ve'imo rishayim gemurim v'ovrei averos afilu nigmar dinam la'riga v'hem yotzin lehareg asher lahakosam u lekaolam v'im kilel o chaval behem potter. So if your parents are Rishoyim Gemurim and Ovre Averos, except for you, Aaron, Afilu Nigmar Dinim Lahariga, Vehem Yotzim Lehareg. So it's Usser, this is talking about like if you have a case of Shliach Beis Din, you know? Like Shliach Beis Din, like people like had Gemiras Din, but then they didn't want to go out and, you know, they were afraid or whatever. So you could kind of, yeah, I don't know if that's the right word. You could harass them, maybe is the better word. So it's usher to do that. But if you do it, the Rambam says, you're potter. Okay, you're potter from, what are you potter from? You're potter from, but you're not chayev the mitzvim. Asu tshuva, if they did tshuva, Hari zeh chayev. V'neherag aleihem afalpi shahari hem yotzen lemisa. If they did tshuva, even though they're going to misa, so now you're chayev for that. B'ma dvar memorim. B'bono. That's talking about a son who does that to someone who is a son. If they did tshuva, and the son goes and tries to get them to go out, you know, for Mises Beis Din, so he's chayev. Aval acher, not a son, like a regular person, shabal v'kahu v'kilel acher shenigmar dino, afal pisha asa tshuva harzeh potter. So according to the Rambam, if someone does tshuva and they're totally on the program, right, you're still potter if you go and you're maka, if you hit them. Let's just stick with maka. Let's not do the klal. It's a hekesh. But so if you assault them, you're potter from tashlume nezek, from tashlume tsar, from sheves, from refoy. Hoel v'hu holech lemisa. Why? Because this guy is going, he's getting misa. He's going to be killed. So therefore, you're putter from all those things. V'im bishu chayev b'kanas hamavayish. But the Rambam says, if you do the maka, basically, and now there's an embarrassment that's worth sheva pruta. If it's not sheva pruta, you're not going to, whatever. You get Malkus, but if it's worth imbishu, meaning I guess sheva pruta, right? So you're chayev. The Rambam uses a weird thing, but kanas hamavayish. Okay, why you chayev but kanas hamavayish? So you're chayev kanas hamavayish because the Rambam here holds that this comes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That says, we're going to do the Gemara in a second, that says Bishu Yashinu Meis is Chayev. Meaning, apparently, who you Chayev to, you're Chayev to the Yarshim. Right? So the point is that the Rambam here seems to hold that you're Chayev Mishim Boshes Mishpacha. That whatever Knas HaMavayish is, you're Chayev to pay the Yarshim. You're not paying this person. Like, you're not paying the guy who's gonna die, because he's holech lemisa. That's it. But you're chayev b'knas hamavayish. I mean, the Magid Mishnah quotes brings down the Gemara in Achovel, in the question of Rav Abba Bar Mamo, right? So he says that and brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he says, "Umihu anan kaimalon karev sheshes dechayev." So he says that we hold like Rav Sheshes, right? This is the Gemara. I'm sorry. This is the Gemara of Bishu Yashen Umeis. I need the Mamrim. I need the other one. Yeah. So the I'm sorry. That was kind of a looking in the wrong Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah in Mamrim on Yud Beis on Perkei Halacha Yud Beis says V'im Bisho Chayev B'Kanas Hamavayish. Kolomar Mishahu Hamavayish Ben Shahu Bono O Acher Shim Yeshlo Bonam Acherim Chayev Ze Leseis Lehem HaKanas. So you give the Kanas to the family, right? You give the kanas to the family. So the person that you were, right, the mevayesh, whether he was the son or someone else, if there are other kids, or if, you know, I guess your brothers or whatever, I don't know, but if there were other kids involved, or if you're a stranger, you give to the Yarshim, you give to the family, to the kids, you give the Kenas HaMavayish. So it seems that the Rambam here is paskening, that the Rambam is holding, at least the way the Kesef Mishnah is learning, that the Rambam's holding, that you're Chayev Mishim Boshes Mishpacha. Right? So you're Chayev Mishim Boshes Mishpacha, to, and that's what
That's the question, the Ibn Ha'azel.
Right? The Ibn Ha'azel says that he says the Ibn Ha'azel says Vanochi Tema al Hakesef Mishnah Sham Shapirish Divya Rama Kafia Girsa Bishu Yashin Umes Chayev, the Gemara, the Girsa and Sanhedrin. Vakasav Dar Rambam Lomaid Mehasugya, the Kavan the Gemara Perch Me Bishu Yashin Umes al Yotzele Hereg, Mukhach to be Yotzele Hereg Nami Hachi. Vuhu Tamua Ma'od, the Ha Bishu Yashin Umes Pasaka Rambam Kanju Suffolk. So the Rambam, by the very case of Bishu Yashin Umes, holds that it's a suffix. But he learns the Gemara, according to the Ketzav Mishnah, he learns the Gemara in Sanhedrin to be quoting Rav Sheshis with the Girsa Bishun Yashin Umes is Chayev in a case of Yotze Leharig. He says, if that's the case, so the Rambam seems to be holding that by Yotze Leharig, you're Chayev Bishu Yashin Umes, paskening, but by the classic case of Bishu Yashin Umes, he holds it to suffix. Right? So the Ibn Ha'azel asks a question on that Kesef Mishnah. Okay, so before we can eventually do whether the Kesef Mishnah has the right, whether the Rambam is really learning. If you hold that the Rambam is really learning that way, that the Rambam is learning from Bishu Yashen Umes. Basically, what they're saying is the Rambam is learning the Sugya in Sanhedrin, which we didn't do yet, but we'll do. The Rambam is learning the Sugya in Sanhedrin to mean that Bishu Yashen Umes will apply to a case of where someone's had Nigmar Din, someone does something awful, their Chayav Misa. You go and you're Mavayish them, and they're going to die. So the Gemara says, you're not chayev tashlumei nezek, and you're not chayev for the makkah because they're gavra ketila, I think the lashon is. So the gavra ketila patted you. And then the Gemara says, oh, bishu yashin umeis, and there's a machlokas, whether that's really the lashon of Rav Sheshis. They ask from Rav Sheshis, oh, Rav Sheshis holds bishu yashin umeis is chayev. Therefore, you're really chayev on boshas. Okay, so it seems that the Rambam is taking that Girsan Rav Sheshis and he's paskening, yes, Kanasa Mavayish, you're Chayev Bishu Yashin Umes, in a case where the person is going for Harigas Beis Din. Now, we know that the Rambam holds Bishu Yashin Umes, the actual case of Bishu Yashin Umes is a suffix. So how would he, if he holds it's a suffix, how would he apply the principle of Bishu Yashin Umes to make you Chayev without suffix somewhere else? In the classic case of Bishu Yashin Umes, suffix. In a case of Yotze Lahareg where the guy is going to die and so therefore we're saying that's not somehow he's lacking in some element of Boshes, Bishu Yashin Umes though would tell you, okay, if you held that way, he'd be Chayev. So the Rambam says, indeed, you're Chayev. But why? He holds it to suffix. So that's the question of the Ibn Ha'azel, how that's possible.
We know that he holds.
Well, we know that it's only the Kesef Mishnah's reading of it. You don't have to. There are other ways to read what they're saying. The Kesef Mishnah seems to imply that the Rambam has it. No, but the Kesef Mishnah seems to imply that's his reason, right? Yeah, I mean the Kesef Mishnah. If you read through the Kesef Mishnah, he says it explicitly. Right? Right? So it seems that if you apply Rav Sheshis' inyan, right? Rav Sheshis bishu yashin umes kolomar tok sheinaso chayev. He says if you apply that inyan, so he's chayev over here too by the case of Sanhedrin. So what is the case of Sanhedrin? So the case of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Pehe Amid Aleph. I'll just go through it just so that you can hear it inside. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Tashma Hayotze Leharig Uba Bono Vehikahu Vikilalu Chayev Ba Acher Vehikahu Vikilalu Potter. Right? So if the son does it, he's Chayev. If someone else does it, they're Potter. Vahavinin Ba
Maishna bano, maishna acher. What's the difference? Right? They went, came and did this after Gemiras Din. So what's the difference if it's a son or someone else? Amar Rav Chista, b'mesraven bo letzeis ve'eino yotza. It's talking about where you're acting as a shliach beis din, which a son couldn't. A son, according, I guess the implication is the son couldn't do that. Rav Sheshis, of course, holds that the son can be a shliach beis din. Rav Sheshis mukile b'she'ein mesraven bo letzeis. He holds, no, it's not a case that the nafkamina isn't where it's a shliach beis din. He says, yihachi acher nami. So then the acher should be chayev too. So it says, acher gavra katilahu. No, if it's someone else and not a son, this person is already dead. So therefore, you're not chayev for the makah, for the nezik and all that stuff. The Gemara says, v'amar av sheshes bishu yashinu meis chayev. That's where they play with the lashon. Is that really what Rav Sheshis said? Did he really say bishu yashin umes is chayev, or did he just say if you bishu in this case that you're chayev? So then the Gemara says hakabay eskinin b'shehi kahu haka she'en b'sheva pruta. Okay. So then the question is, what is the Gemara doing? So then our question is really, what is the Gemara doing? What's the Gemara's question? So you have somebody that you sentenced to death. You sentence them to death. And someone comes along and smacks him in the face. So the Gemara says, in that case, if it was, let's say it was an acher, let's say it was just a regular person, let's ignore the case of the child, because that's just confusing us, because there's a lot of specifics to acher, misa, even, you know, cursing your parents after they're dead, and a makah after they're dead that's specific to a son. Let's just ignore that and say, let's assume it's a regular person. So you went and hit this guy. And he was someone who was going to get Mises based in. So the Gemara seems to imply that you're potter from everything. You're potter from Nezik. You're potter from the Makkah. Forget the Klala. Let's just focus on the Makkah. You're potter from the Makkah. So the Gemara says, why? Because he's a Gavra Katila. He's dead. So then the Gemara says, but what about Bishu Yashin Umes? And the Gemara says, that ain't Nakanami. You're right. It would be true. Except that it's not Shevaputa of Boshas. Otherwise, it would be true. So what's the reason it would be true? So Rashi says, Bishu Yashinu Meis Chayev. He says, Daha Mesvaishin Banov. Boshas Meshvacha, right? Vahainami Loshna. Right? Just like over there, you Bishu Yashinu Meis is Chayev because of Boshas Meshvacha. You embarrass the kids, you embarrass the family. Over here too, there's no, it's the same thing. You'd be chayev, right? Okay, but it's not the same thing, right? Over in our case, Bishu Yashin Umeis, as that case is talking about, what's missing in Bishu Yashin Umeis? Bishu Yashin Umeis, what doesn't the guy have? Kisufa. What about Gavra Katila, your sentence to death? Nigmar Din. Are you missing Kisufa?
No.
Right, you're not missing Kisufa for sure. It wouldn't seem to be. So the whole Gemara, if you're quoting Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis, the chiddush of Bishu Yashin Umeis is Chayev, is a chiddush in Kisufa, right? It's a chiddush in saying that even though there's no Kisufa, right? That was that whole Gemara. Even though there's no Kisufa, Boshas Mishpacha corrects that. Even though there's not Kisufa Didei, but over here you're not missing Kisufa, right? It wouldn't seem to be that you're missing Kisufa. But Rashi seems to say explicitly that you are missing Kisufa. Because he seems to say, I mean, he doesn't say, Ezra's saying, maybe it's talking about Zilusa, but okay, that would be nice, except that you wouldn't need to quote Bishu Yashin Umeis is Chayev, because over there, the Inyan of Zilusa, you'd be Chayev even without Boshas Mishpacha. Even according to Rav Zvid, right, you'd be Chayev Mishum Zilusa. Remember the first Iboya Rav Zvid was Mishum Kisufa, Mishum Zilusa. If you're Chayev Mishum Zilusa, you don't need any Kisufa. That wouldn't even be Boshes Mishpacha. You'd just be Chayev. But here, Bishu Yashin Umeis Chayev, Rashi quotes, is talking about the kids. He's talking about Boshes Mishpacha. So that's insinuating that you're missing that suggests that you're missing Kisufa. Right? But how could that be? We just said the guy's perfectly sentient. He's just, so I understand if you want to say that the guy has no future. So then, like, you're not going to pay Sheves or something, or Refoy, because, like, he's going to die, so we're not going to, if I hit you in the face, we're not going to go find a doctor to, right? Okay, that's okay. Or you're not going to be having time off work, because after Nigmar Den, you probably aren't going back to work. But what about, but how can you make an argument about whether Kisufa is still extant? So that's the first problem. The first problem is what's missing in the Gavra Katila. What's missing that the Gemara is bringing this case, Bishu Yashin Umeis? We're holding Bishu, we're learning Rav Sheshet straight. We're not doctoring the Gemara to learn a different Girsa. We're learning Bishu Yashin Umeis is Chayev. Tosus, I think, learns that way. The Naskana, we're going to learn that way. And the Kesef Mishnah is learning, the Rambam is learning that in Maamarim. We're just going to learn that way. So then what is, in our case, Zilusa isn't missing. I mean, Kisufa doesn't seem to be missing. Right? So how is the Gemara applying the question of basically saying you're chayev mishum boshes mishpacha? That's what Rashi's learning. The Gemara is saying, you're saying there's no Kisufa. I'll tell you you're chayev mishum boshes mishpacha. What do you mean no Kisufa? That has to be what you take the question of the Gemara to be, because otherwise it's not a question of Bishu. The Chiddush of Bishu Yashin Umeis Chayev is only a Chiddush by Boshes Mishpacha. Right? Bishu Yashin Umeis Chayev is only a Chiddush according to the way Rashi's learning. If you wanted to learn that whole question was Mishum Zilusa, Mishum Kisufa, that would be something. But Rashi says explicitly that you're embarrassing the kids. That's how, and that's what the Ketzer Mishnah is learning too. He says, Dahamas Vaishan Banov. That's Boshes Mishpacha. That's not a question of, oh, you're Chayev Mishum Zilusa. It's not like the Gemara was saying, oh, there's no Zilusa. Oh, really, there is Zilusa, because Bishu Yashin Umeis is Chayev like Rav Zvid. No. They're saying this seems to be Chayev like the Iboy of Rav Papa. Which seems to be the Maskana of the Gemara anyway, that Rav Papa, that Boshes Mishpacha is the way to, well, seems to be. Okay. So, right. So in the sleeping case, you have a phenomenologic deficiency. In fact, the person is not conscious. So there's no Kisufa.
No experience.
There's no experience. That's just, the experience isn't there. In the case of the guy who's getting Mises Bezdin, there are only two ways that you can do this thing. What are the two ways? Just forget any big definitions. What are the two ways you could rescue the question here? You could say what or what? Either you could say that. Good. So one way is to say, okay, there's no Kisufa somehow in this case. The other way is to say, we're not even dealing with,
it doesn't matter.
Right. So either you're going to say that somehow there's Kisufa that we don't recognize somehow. The guy is, in fact, like, emotionally, there's Kisufa, but it's not, halachically, it doesn't matter. Or you're going to say, in fact, there is no Kisufa to begin with. Right, so either you're positing one of two things. You're either positing that there's no halachic registration of Kisufa, or you're positing that there isn't any Kisufa really to begin with.
Maybe
the Gavra Katila. Yeah, in what way is it analogous? Is it analogous in a literal way, meaning that the guy actually doesn't experience Kisufa? Or is it more, one way or the other, you end up saying the halachic way, even if you say the phenomenal way.
It's simple to say the halachic way because...
Well, you can't just say the halachic way either, because what would be halachic kisufa? What would that mean?
You need to be a halachic.
It's an experience.
You need to be a halachic person.
I know, but it's an experience. It's a feeling.
But it's also a halachic concept.
I know, but the tashlum and the hefzid, the concept...
So, you know, one of the qualifications of Kisufa is to be halachically alive. Why can't you say that?
I mean, well, we talked about, like, stealing and stuff. There are a lot of things
okay,
that you...
Okay, so not everything applies. It's a quasi-state, but you could say that obviously some things don't apply. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple ways, actually. I mean, one way is to say that the Kisufa has to do with the lav, right? With
like
the Yisr.
Like that.
Yeah, so we said that the Kisufa is a way that makes you over the Lav. So you could say that...
The Lav is a dead person.
Well, with this guy that's going to Mises Basin, because actually the Psukim, right, the Psukim, they end up... I think that the limud is from Maisa Amcha, right? From the pasuk of Nasi Ba'amcha Lo Sa'or. So Maisa Amcha, that has to be like, someone has to be a decent person. So one way to say it is to say that there's no, that you just can't, there's no kisufa, meaning there's no iser boshes anymore. Right? There's no lav anymore. You can't be over the lav. So over in the case of Bishu Yashin Umeis, we said the guy never had the experience. If you hold, you need that to be over the Yisr. The guy has to have the experience for you to be the Mavayish or whatever. The guy doesn't have the experience. Right? But the family does, so that makes you a Mavayish. Right? That's what we said. We said you have to have a din of Mavayish to be Chayav. Remember that? So that was the Machlokas. Is Kisufa din of the Mitzvayish or the Mavayish? If you say that Boshes Mishpacha is enough, so then you say it's halach and the mavayish. So here the Gemara is saying, maybe the question is that here this is a gavra katila. That's it. There's no more iser mavayish. That's what it's saying. Maisa amcha. That's it. There's no more iser mavayish gavra katila. So you're done. So then the Gemara comes back and says, yeah, but over there we say bishu yashin umeis is chayev. We say that Boshes Mishpacha counts to make you a Mavayish. Even if this guy is, and let's say you don't have an Isser with this guy, you're still a Mavayish by the fact that you embarrassed the family. So that makes you a Mavayish. Now there's Boshes Mishpacha. So now that Suffolk should come back, at least the Suffolk. According to the Rambam, then it should be, okay, now you have a Suffolk. If you paskin Bishu Yashin Umeis is Chayev, that's a Vadai. Okay, so the Sugya goes Bishu Yashin Umeis, you're going to be Chayev once it's a Sheva Pruta. But according to the Rambam, it's a Suffek. But what the Rambam here says, okay, so that at least says, what does Gavra Katila mean? It means, let's say it means that. Let's say it means that there's no more, even though he's in fact embarrassed, the whole Kisufa concept is what makes you a Mavayish vis-a-vis the Isser of Boshes. So that you don't have because he's a gavra katila. That's what the Rambam calls him, right? The Rambam was started out very explicitly saying not nice things about the guy, right? In Mamrim, the Rambam starts out by saying Misha avima rishoyim gemurim va'ovre averus, right? Nigmar dinim la riga. So you know this is the same case, and then you know. Acher Shabbat v'hikahu v'kilel acher shindig mardino. Okay, fine. But the point is, this is no longer, Kisufa doesn't register a lav. I think that's a reasonable way to learn that, right? The Kisufa doesn't register a lav, that's why the Gemara asks it.
After the
Gemar Din. Yes, after Gemar Din, Kisufa doesn't register the lav anymore to make you a Mavayish. Okay, fine. So then what is the rav? That would seem to be done. So, but at least the suffix. Right, if you're going to hold Boshes Mishpacha as a Suffolk, maybe Mishum Suffolk, you would be Chayev because you would be Mavayish the family. But the Rambam says, no. He says, V'im Bishu, Chayev B'Kenas HaMavayish. What does that mean? Either it's a Suffolk, right, or you're Chayev. If you're Chayev, then he's sort of Sosur himself. But what does Kanas HaMavayish have to do with anything? This isn't a Kanas. I mean, even if you want to learn, the Rambam holds by Nezik and Sar, it's Kanas, it's not Mamon. However you want to learn the Rambam, no one says that Boshes is a Kanas. Tashlumi Boshes. So what does he mean? So now, how's he learning the Sugya? We said the Sugya means that Boshes Mishpacha, that counts as a Kisufa. That's what the Gemara was saying, right? Even though Gavra Katila would remove Kisufa, the Boshes Mishpacha counts as a Kisufa. Okay, so what does Kanas HaMavayish have to do with it? And the Rambam doesn't paskin by Boshes Mishpacha that it removes the Kisufa Bavada. He holds it to Suffolk. So what's the Rambam doing here? Mavayish. I mean, he doesn't just say, you're Chayev Boshes. He says, Chayev B'Kanas HaMavayish. What does that mean? What do you mean Kanas HaMavayish? You're Chayev Boshes or you're not? We're saying there is a law of Boshes because it's Kisufas Mishpacha. Just like right. we said, that creates the Mavayish. Just like we said, if you...
No, but
I'm saying, let's say you hold, whatever you hold Boshes Meshpacha is, if you use that, what Boshes Meshpacha did is it got us out of the problem of Kisufa Didei by saying the guy is a Mavayish because his Maisa produced the Boshes.
Right.
So that was the Lav. Mm-hmm. Right? And we said over here, Gavra Katila removes the Lav of Kisufa. But now they say, oh, but if you hold Boshes Meshpacha, Bishuyoshinu Meses Chayev, the Lav comes back. Now Kisufa, basically we've replaced Kisufa. Okay, so Paskin wanted two ways. If you're going to hold that way, so maybe the Rambam be Soser himself and say, I Paskin over here by Hariga, you're Chayev, but I Paskin over there that it's a Suffolk. That's one way to do it, but it's not even saying that. It's saying over here, it's a Kanas. We cannot, no one said in our case, of Bishu Yashin Umeis, if you were Chayiv and Boshes, it'd be Kanasa Mavayish. It would just be Chayiv and Boshes. Right? Because it was the Mishnah was, is it what the Mahu, well, the question was, are you Chayiv Mishim Kisufa Didei or Mishim Boshes Mishpacha? But it was never, are you Chayiv Mishim Boshes or Mishim Kanasa Mavayish? Mm-hmm. That was never the suffix.
Well, maybe that was built in. It was built into all the other cases. But it was.
Well, then that would be more that'd be more. There's the Rambam is idiosyncratic in any case because he's paskining your chayev here and not suffik. So already he's removing this from Bishu Yashin Umeis chayev, right? And he's saying over there that's a suffik. I'm using the same principle but making you chayev.
Yes. Why would there no kanas mivayish?
Yeah, but I think it probably makes more sense to say once the Rambam is doing something unusual and not regarding this case as a suffik. That has something to do with what he means by Kanas HaMavayish. Isn't that reasonable? As we know, the Rambam holds Bishu Yashin Umeis Chayev is a suffik. Over here, he's using that principle to make you obligated in money. And he's calling it Kanas HaMavayish. Those two things are probably related. Intrinsically, something that's a suffik, he's making you Chayev Vadai and calling it Kanas HaMavayish. What is it that the Rambam is dialed into here that we're missing? So the question is, because the Rambam just held the Boshes Meshpacha is always Kanasa Mavayish. The Rambam, when he says in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel Mavayish is a Yashin Chayav Boshes V'imeis B'toch Shnasov Lo Yikitz V'lo Yirgish B'zeh Shabishu Ein Govin Boshes Zeh Min Mavayish. He should have said Ein Govin Kanas Min Mavayish. So it's clear that he doesn't hold to me. It's clear that he doesn't hold. This is just over there. He said that's an actual thing. There's two questions. Why are we Govin in this case? The Rambam says, Ein Govin, by a case of Bishu Yashin Umeis. Why are we Govin in a case of Hariga, right? And why does he call it Kanasa Mavayish? He doesn't call it Kanasa Mavayish in Perek Shlishi Halacha Gimel. He just calls it Ein Govin Boshes Zeh Min Mavayish, not Kanas HaMavayish, right? So those are two questions.
That's a question of whether there was...
No, but it's a question of whether Boshes Meshpacha matters. It's the same question. Because over there you have the family. It's the same thing. Over there, and that's what Rashi says. Lo Shna. Right? They're saying that over there you have a family. Even though the guy never wakes up, you have the family. Okay, does that matter or not? It's a suffix. So we don't take the money. We don't take the Boshes because we don't know if that Kisufa matters. Over here we're saying... Not only does the Kisufa completely reconcile the case, the Hariga case, the Gavra Katila case, not only...
Kisufa the family?
Yes, that's what he says. That according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Kisufa the family makes you Chayev, Mishum Bishu Yashin Umeis, and we call it Kanasa Mavayish. So those are really two questions. I mean, they should have one answer, but it's two questions.
You're saying he has Yelusa in the case where he has a death sentence? I don't think he has any Yelusa, right?
Well, so he doesn't, practically he's not going to be able to use it,
Okay, so that's the first move I think that's interesting, is Guy's move. Because the truth of the matter is, why don't we pay Nezek? Why don't we pay Sheves? Why don't we pay Refoy? Because it's all future-oriented. Right? So the question is, that's something we never asked, but that is a question. In the case where the person... You Bishu Yashin Umeis. At the time that you did it, you didn't know what the outcome of your maka was. It wasn't a lethal thing. It's just the guy didn't wake up. But at the time that you did it, the future was uncertain. Here, you know for sure that this guy, let's say it's very imminent, that this guy is going to get Mises Beis Din. So his future isn't worth anything.
That's why you're not paying him for Sheves, for Refoy, right? Because there's no future here.
You pay Sheves and Refoy by the Yashin?
You buy the Bishu, Yashin, Umes. You don't buy it, not because you don't think he has a future, but because he's dead. So you can't pay Sheves or Refoy for a dead person. He doesn't go to the doctor. But over in the case of the guy who had the death sentence, right? You don't pay it because we say he has no future. That's an abstraction. But you're saying he has no future. Does that impact the Zilusa? Question number one. Okay, so question number one is, that's the interesting guy's observation is very good, that there may be something happening with Zilusa here. Okay, so how are we going to solve the problem? We'll get back to that. How do we make the jump from Suffolk in that case to Vadai in this case? All right, so just one possibility. I mean, this is a tough one to figure out, but I was thinking that maybe the Rambam holds not learning that Boshes Mishpacha is a question of whether it's the Mavayish or the Misvayish. But everyone holds it's a Lach and the Mavayish. The question is, what is Kisufa? Kisufa D-Day for sure is a feeling. When you're assaulted, there's a feeling of shame. Maybe the Suffolk has to do with whether the Mishpacha has a proxy feeling that's enough to be called Kisufa. That's the Suffolk there. So in that case, we have a suffix of whether Boshes Mishpacha really is Kisufa. Maybe what the Rambam holds the Gemara is learning over here is that by a Gavra Katila, by someone who is getting Mises based in, because the Rambam, the way the Rambam describes that case, he says, Rishoyim Gemurim Va'over Averis. In that case, there is that the person, it's such a shameful person that the Chavala itself has the capacity to induce Boshes in the Mishpacha that wouldn't happen with Bishu Yashen. Over here, there's a Boshes amplification that crosses the threshold. That Machriya, that Suffolk is not there anymore. Now, that certainly is a Kisufa with that person. Your Mavayish, that guy, that definitely is a Kisufa for the family, no question. The only issue is there happens not to be a Zilusa because this person has no future in abstract, because he's going to get Mises based in. So because he has no future in abstract, so we say, really, there, because you know that already, really that's not a hefsid. But still, because you did a chavala that created that made you a mavayesh, and really had this person worry to have a future, that really is a hefsid to his brand. Just so happens we take that away from him by Mises Bezdin. That we call Kanasa Mavayish. Why do we call it a different thing? Because
in other words, it would be a Zilusa.
Yeah.
But there was still Kisufa Shmishpacha. They don't change the amounts the same.
Yeah. Because the Rambam is highlighting that the point is that once you have a din of a Mavayish, even without Zilusa, you can be Chayef. Or as the Rambam is saying, that because there was...
No, not me. He's just teaching you an idea.
Yeah. The idea is that you're going to say there's no Zilusa here. I'm going to tell you that Kanasa Mavayish still works because really, you created a Hefsid. We're just taking that Hefsid away from the guy by giving him Mises Beis Din. So that we're calling Kanasa Mavayish.